thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today we come to Numbers chapter 23:19. Here's what it says. God is not human that he should lie, not a human being that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? You know, human beings are all about change, aren't we? We change from a wrinkly-faced baby to a wrinkly-faced adult. Okay, maybe we end up the same, but there's a lot of changes that take place between the wrinkles. We grow physically, we develop intellectually, we mature emotionally. Things we held passionately at one point in our life are jettisoned at another. We change our minds regarding decisions, and we change our opinions about certain things. But God is not human. He cannot go from better to worse or worse to better. He is perfectly holy all of the time. He cannot be holier than he has been. Certainly, he cannot change for the worse, for then he would no longer be God. A.W. Tozier says it this way, "All that God is, he has always been, and all that he has been and is, he will ever be. In God, no change is possible. In men, change is impossible to escape." What's the truth we can learn from God's immutable nature? It's this. God will do whatever he says. He will fulfill whatever he promises. No action of God will be left undone. No promise of God will dangle without complete accomplishment. God is the rock that never settles or shifts. My Savior is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. Father, thank you for never changing your mind. Thank you for doing what you say you will do. Thank you for the constancy of your love and your grace, even when I fail to follow your instruction. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.